You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is, what is it? Monday, February 27th, 2006. And I'm recording this on Monday, obviously. But you're hearing it on Tuesday, February 28th, the last day of February. I hope your February went well. Over the weekend, the boyfriend and I went to visit our artist friend Bob and did some art. And we went to Ingleside Winery and did a tasting and enjoyed a bottle of wine with them, Bob and his wife. And before we went there, his wife made us a delicious brunch, which was very nice of her. And then after Ingleside, we drove home and then got ready to go to a housewarming party. And that was actually a nice affair. We got to see some friends we haven't seen for a couple of weeks and got to see this guy's house. Now, I'm sure most of you are not familiar with D.C., but there are certain areas of D.C. that are in transition, let's say, and this house is right on the edge of the transition area, meaning that two blocks over, it's like a war zone and crack houses and so forth. But this guy, obviously, he's very well off because he bought this house and then totally renovated it from top to bottom, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So that was, and he had at the party, he had this big flat screen TV mounted to the wall, and he was showing like a slideshow of all of what the house looked like before and what it looks like now. So that was cool. Anyway, it was fun. We got to see some people, as I said. And then we came home, went to bed. We were dead tired. And then on Sunday, we went shopping, and I bought some plates. And what did he buy? I don't remember what he bought in there, but we went shopping, and it was cold as hell on Sunday. Oh, my God, it was cold. And then, you know, after that, I had to come home because I had things to do, as usual. But when I get home, every time I get home from the boyfriend's, I, of course, do laundry and run the dishwasher and catch up on email and stuff like that, because I usually spend the whole weekend there, and I get behind on everything. So I spend the rest of the day on Sunday catching up and doing all the stuff that, you know, most people do on weekends. But I also record a lot of shows on the DVR and tend to watch them while I'm doing all these things. Well, as you may remember from a while ago, I have the Logo Network or Logo channel on my cable system. That's the gay channel. Well, I had taped this movie called Hard Pill. And I don't know if you've seen it or even heard about it, but it's this movie about this gay guy who has a tough time meeting guys, and, you know, he has crushes on guys, and the whole gay thing for him is just so difficult that he wished he could just be straight. Well, he gets this flyer in the mail about this medical, what's it called, like a trial that you can take a pill and be straight. And he goes through the whole process of taking this pill and, you know, begins to lose his feelings for men, and then starts to date women and has sex with women and all this stuff. But then it slowly kind of begins to wear off. And, well, I won't tell you the end of the movie, but it certainly raises the question about, you know, if you're gay, would you want to be straight? Would you want there to be a pill to make you straight? And I don't know that. I'm sure that there are lots of straight Christian right Republicans, religious right people who would say, yes, if we had a pill that could quote unquote cure all these gay people, they would probably, you know, make it mandatory that we take a pill to be straight. And that's, of course, that's simply just crazy. There'd be no reason to do that. But I was thinking about it. I was thinking, now, way back when I was first, you know, realizing I was gay, and, you know, I'm sure everybody does this, when you go through your whole process of realizing you're gay, and you think, oh, if I just wasn't this way, if I was just straight, if I, you know, everybody has those kind of feelings. But would if a pill was offered to you at that time, would you take it? And then again, I guess, would you have to take the pill your whole life? I don't know. It's kind of strange. Oh, there's the phone. It's the boyfriend. Hold on. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. So that was like a brief second for you, but about 20 minutes on the phone for me. I'll tell you about that in a second. But I was talking about this movie, Hard Pill, and if you would take the pill if you were gay. And I think I was saying, see, I should have listened to the part that I already recorded, but I didn't. I think I was saying that if I had been offered the pill when I was younger, when I was during that stressful time of not knowing, you know, if I was going to find somebody why I didn't want to be gay and all those feelings, that I might have taken the pill. But as I said, would you have to take the pill your whole life? And then the minute you stop taking it, are you going to have all those feelings coming back? Now, in the movie, the guy who was taking the pills was dating this girl and had a really close, quote-unquote, girlfriend that he worked with, and she knew he was gay, but then she knew that he was going through this medical trial on this pill, and she basically got her feelings hurt because when he first started taking the pill, they had sex, and she, of course, turned that into a relationship, and he, of course, was just trying to test out this pill, so she got her feelings hurt, and she didn't want to have anything to do with him, and all of that. So I think in the long run, someone would definitely get their feelings hurt, and the people who are taking the pill would, you know, go back to being gay eventually. So, I mean, it certainly brings up big issues. Now, you know, I've never asked for listener feedback, but this is a time I'd like to. I would like to know from the listeners, if you happen to be gay, if when you were younger, when you were first having those feelings of being attracted to the same sex and going through, you know, all your anxiety about it, and do you come out, and are you going to find someone, all of that anxiety about being gay, would you have taken that pill to be straight? Now, I don't know if other podcasts have asked that question or not, but what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go to the website and leave a comment and just say, you know, yes, I probably would have taken the pill, or no way in hell would I take the pill. You know, just give me your feedback. Use the comment section of the website, and tell me what you think, because it's interesting to find out what other people think about it and if they would take the pill or not. Now, of course, as an adult who's been out for, God, 20 years this year, 2006, because I came out in 1986, 20 years. Being an adult and being in a relationship and being very comfortable with my homosexuality, now, thinking about it, if there was a pill offered to me now, I would say absolutely no fucking way. Because I'm very comfortable where I am now, and I'm very happy in my relationship, and it would be stupid to take a pill to be straight now. And I wouldn't want that. I think most adults, gay men or lesbians who are comfortable with themselves and possibly in, you know, stable relationships wouldn't even think twice to say, no way, get the pill away from me, and that would be crazy. So anyway, give me your feedback on that. You can leave two comments, actually. One, if you were younger, if the time that you were younger, would you have taken the pill because of all the anxiety you were going through, realizing you were gay? And two, as an adult, would you consider taking the pill now? So that'll be interesting to find out. So go to the website, click on comments, and leave your comment. I'd really be interested to find out what you think about that. Now, as I was saying, I was just on the phone with a boyfriend, and I was trying to find, well, I had a couple questions for him, because as you know, we're going to Louisiana, New Orleans at spring break in April. And we've already booked our flights, but I didn't get a seat confirmation. And he was like, you better do that. So I got on the website and found the seat that I think was right next to him. but he wasn't sure. He couldn't remember what row he was in. But I did a little, you know, deducting that he was in seat or row, I think it's 12, and I chose the seat next to the only other taken seat, so that has to be him. So anyway, I was just telling him that on the phone, and we were just taking a couple minutes to edit and review our next submission for the Daily News Record of the Shenandoah Valley. So we have our next article ready to go. I don't know if it'll be published this week or not, but we will see. And then we're just talking about chit-chat about other things, you know, what we did today and what are we doing tonight and all that kind of stuff. And it's, as a, you know, I've talked about this before, but we are not phone people. So it was kind of funny because I was just like rattling off all this stuff and just talking to him. And I thought, oh, I'm probably interrupting something he's doing. I'm probably bothering him or something. Because, you know, because I'm sure I sound the same way when I talk with him on the phone, that we sound like we just want to be, you know, speak our mind or do the business and just get off the phone. You know, it's not like you want to spend a whole lot of time, you know, gooing and gawing or whatever. So we don't act like we really want to be on the phone, which is kind of funny because when we're together, we just talk like, you know, easy. Anyway, I did want to say on the news tonight, they were talking about New Orleans and Mardi Gras because today is February 28th and today is, I believe, Fat Tuesday and the Mardi Gras Day in New Orleans. And I know they've been having parades already, like they had some on Monday, and now they're having some today on Tuesday. But the news was all about what has not taken place in New Orleans over the last 5 months. And they had an update with the amount of people who died and the amount of people who are still missing. And, of course, they showed this the current devastation that still is in New Orleans. And it was interesting because they showed the French Quarter where they're having the parades, and they showed I guess there was a parade must have been going on today, and then they literally just went two or three blocks from the French Quarter, and there's total devastation. Nothing has been done there. They were talking about and talking with different people who had gotten their FEMA trailers like just 3 weeks ago and just today got the power turned on to these. Oh, that means I have an email. I just got a ding. Anyway, so they were showing on the news about the current devastation still in New Orleans, and it's just amazing to think that five to six months later, there's still so many people who are not back in New Orleans. As I said, they updated, and they said that 1,333 people have been confirmed killed in the Gulf region from Hurricane Katrina. And they said also that 1,900 people are still missing, or unaccounted for, I should say. I think that's crazy. 6 months later, some of the people haven't come forth, or at least, you know, let somebody know that they're still alive, if they're still alive. And if 1,900 people are still dead, what's the chances of their bodies being around? They're going to be bones by now, I would guess. It's tragic and scary to even think. So I think they're going to probably be, of course, it takes the Mardi Gras to bring the news cameras back down to Katrina, because there's been little national coverage of it in recent months. You know, there's been so many other things like Bush's foils and Cheney's foils in the news lately. But anyway, you know, I'm changing topics completely here. The Olympics are over now. Last night was the closing, or I should say not last night. For me, it was last night. For you, it was Sunday night. But Sunday night, they had the closing ceremonies and the last competitions on the Olympics. I did not watch them, but of course, I listened to it on the news. And Apollo Ono, the guy who does the speed skating, he won a gold medal, which was really cool. And it was interesting to hear, or I don't know if it's interesting, but I can never think of the right word to say, but the last competition of the whole Olympic Games was won by an Italian. I thought that was cool. And then, of course, they were already starting to talk about, I believe the Olympic Games for 2010 are going to be in Vancouver, Canada. And so they were playing the Canadian national anthem and handing the torch off to Canadians. So that was kind of cool. I didn't watch the ceremonies. I was just watching on the news. I'm just, as I've said before, this year's Olympics or this Winter Olympics, I totally have not been paying attention to it or, you know, even interested in it. So, and then, of course, this weekend, I'm sure you've heard that we've had several celebrity deaths this weekend. Don Knotts died. What's the other guy's name who played the Night Stalker? I can't think of his name now. You know what I could always do? I could just go to the web and do a quick search, like, who died? Celebrity deaths or something. Oops, celebrity deaths. You know, it was funny, on now that I'm doing this, I'm thinking, Mr. Poos was saying on yesterday's podcast that he said, you know, there are certain podcasters who all you hear is this. You know, the tapping, tapping, tapping on the keyboard. Because they're doing stuff while they're doing their podcast. But, you know, sometimes, Mr. Poos, you need to look up things as you're talking. So, well, what I just did is I typed in celebrity deaths for 2006, and sure enough, the last couple ones just came up. And Don Knotts died on Friday the 24th at age 81. Dennis Weaver, who was known for McLeod, died on Friday as well at age 81. Oh, that's interesting. And then Darren McGavin, that's the other guy I was thinking of, actor best known for Kolchak, the Night Stalker, yeah, died on February 25th. And, Kurt Gowdy died. I don't remember that one. Oh, my God, Peter Benchley died. I didn't know Peter Benchley died. Oh, yeah, maybe I did know that. I don't know. Anyway, so there's been celebrity deaths lately, and of course, there have been, I think, more notably for Don Knotts, because he's been on the news. I mean, like, I've been hearing it all weekend. Access Hollywood even had a little thing on about him dying. So, I don't know why I'm talking about celebrity deaths. I don't know. I guess because it was on the news and I was hearing that. And I wasn't even sure if I was going to have a show today, but I did have the hard pill and the Katrina stuff to talk about. You know, back to the Katrina stuff just for a second. When we go down there, I'm hoping that more things have be done by that time, because that's still like 2 months away. Well, month and a half away, because we're going to go mid-April. But even if it's not, I'm sure I'll be just like devastated, because the boyfriend's mother keeps telling him that, you know, tell Archer that there's not going to be much to see down here. But, you know, I'm sure whatever I do see, I will, you know, be not devastated about it, but, you know, be concerned about it. And, of course, I want to take a lot of pictures of it. I'm planning on taking a lot of pictures of it. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, I'm waiting to hear from Larry of Little Fatty Cast about filling in for Big Fatty. I was listening to their show today, and they were talking about it. And I was working on some of that Big Fatty speak. It's Big Fatty! The horror. It's ruined. I'll have to keep working on that. But anyway, I think I'll finish this up, because I don't have anything else on my list to talk about. And I'm on Skype, but nobody's on Skype talking to me. And, you know, it's funny how people talk about Skype, but no one shows up there. John Ong has his little leave a message thing on there. But nobody else is on Skype. And I really would like to run into somebody just to record a show. But, yeah. Oh, you know, so I'm getting prepared for the Sideways party that's coming up this next weekend. You know what? Let me tell you about this little story here. So, the boyfriend reminds me that I'm going to need some kind of, not appetizer plates, but like little dessert plates or something for people to have their little appetizers with at the party. So, I don't have any, like, decorative plates. So when we were shopping yesterday, I found these cool plates that have these old, like, wine labels on them. That's part of the design. And we found them at World Market in Friendship Heights, D.C. So I went ahead and bought two boxes. There's supposed to be six plates in each box. Well, I get them home last night, and I'm taking them out of the box because I want to run them through the dishwasher, of course. And the first box, sure enough, has all six plates, and they're cool designs. They have, like, one's a Merlot and one's a Riesling, and it's kind of cool. And I get to the second box, and there's only five plates in the box. I was so mad. I'm like, oh, fuck, now I only have 11, and I really need 12. Well, 10 people are coming, but I want to have extras, you know, just in case. But anyway, so I decide today on my way home from work that I'm going to go by the World Market that's near my house. So I go to the World Market, and I took the box with me with the plates, and I tell the lady the story that, you know, I bought these just yesterday at the Friendship Heights World Market, and this one only had five plates in it. It's missing one of the plates. And so she says, well, let me see if we have these in stock. And she scans a little barcode thing on the bottom, and she says, oh, wait a minute, let me check this. And she types in something, and she goes, oh, I'm sorry, this style has been discontinued. Unless we have them in stock, you won't be able to get another set. And I'm like, well, I don't want another set. I just want one more plate. Oh, well, we can't break a set. And I said, well, then I'd like to return this and get a complete set. Well, we don't have any of those. What you can do is you can return it to the store you bought it from at Friendship Heights. I'm like, well, I never go there except on the weekends when I'm with a boyfriend. That's crazy. And I wanted to use them this weekend. So she's like, well, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I was like, God damn it. You would think that, I guess because the stores are in different jurisdictions, one's in D.C. and one's in Virginia. I don't know. So I just said, fine, whatever, and I'll just live with it having 11 plates. But that really pissed me off. So I was telling the boyfriend that story, too. But what the hell? How often am I going to need 12 plates? Anyway, I said I was going to end the show, and there I go telling another story. So I'm not going to... Oh, excuse me, I just burped. I'm not going to tell any more stories. So anyway, if you would, please go to the comments on the website and let me know if you would take that pill to be a heterosexual male or female, because I really want to hear your feedback on that issue. And besides that, of course, you can always leave comments or call the comment line or send me email. I know I have a couple emails to reply to, and I will get to those soon. And one of our listeners, Paul, in Philadelphia, has been prolific lately. He's been sending me links to Mac software. And, you know, he actually commented on the abortion issue that the boyfriend and I talked about on yesterday's show. He sent us some statistics of abortions. So, Paul, thank you for that information. That was really cool. And actually interesting to read the statistics that you had sent. And I'm trying to think, did I get any of the comments? I don't think so. So that's all for now, boys and girls. Go to the comments on the website. And unless something happens overnight, I'm not sure if I'll have a show tomorrow or not. I should get the video camera out and just do a little... Oh, you know, speaking of that, let me just mention that for just a second here. You know, I said on Friday's show that the boyfriend and I were going away and that I was taking the iRiver and the camera and the video camera and that I was hoping to get a lot of information, a lot of content. And what did we do? We taped one little 20-minute show on Friday night, and I didn't do anything the rest of the weekend. Didn't get the video camera out, didn't get the iRiver out, nothing. So I'm thinking, God damn it, I have nothing for this week. So I'm going to just have to talk. But I was thinking that I would try to get on Skype and find someone to talk with, but there's nobody on Skype. Okay, enough about this. I keep saying I'm going to end the show. Now I'm sounding like John Ong. You know, he does this too. On the online podcast, but anyway. All right, that's it for now. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.